rides his pony down life's lane, searching for the why of all the pain he knows. It'll never be the same.
Hey, Legs.
Hi, Lizzie.
How are you this afternoon?
Good, how are you?
Doing really well. We usually figure out who's starting out. I guess I'll start it out. If that's
you go
okay.
For it. Sure.
This is Punk Life Week. About 4 weeks ago, we decided that our Punk Farm Love Life, we'd take a week and focus on each one of those words. And we also decided that, you know, really everything is punk. And at least in this first phase of the podcast, we would be making this connection between punk and the words in the podcast. And so I'm excited for this week to talk about life. I know one of the things we're going to talk about is the slow life and some other things related to the slow life.
Exactly.
Are you excited too?
Yes. I'm excited every week. But
nice.
Yeah, this is going to be a good week.
So we start out by just letting you know what we mean by punk. And the Legs and Lizzie definition of punk is unity, DIY, nonconformity, strength, speaking out against injustice. It's community, compassion, equality, and peace, and damn good music. So what we thought we would do to start the week is talk about the slow life. And that'll be a bit of a theme this week, although who knows what direction we'll go in once we get going. And that we would each bring, we didn't talk about these, what we haven't shared with each other what we're going to be talking about, but the topic is what each of us feel a slow life is, either things that we're already doing or things that we might want to improve upon. Did I get that right?
Yeah, as I understood it, and everyone, so you know, we don't rehearse this, we don't discuss our topics or what we're going to present with each other. So it's fresh and we all learn it at the same time. I thought it was three things that we either do
Did
or
I
wanted
say
to.
Two?
No, you just said a broad, you just you didn't
yeah,
define
three
it.
Things.
Three
each.
Things.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay, good. I just want to make sure. Because I made sure I had four just in case. I cover my bases.
I had four too.
Of course.
We're just such that's overachievers.
Yeah, that's what we do. So just
and,
in case.
And also talking about how punk, you know, just the connection between punk and life. So I think just in talking about these things, we'll keep that in the forefront. And yeah, why don't you start this time? Because you're always
cool.
Such a gentleman. Honestly,
thank you.
Everything is like allowing me to go first. I appreciate that.
Thank you. So first of all, for us, and hopefully
hey, buddy, Teo, no barking. Come
Teo
here.
Won't.
Teo's hearing something.
Yes. So for, you know, for everyone, there is a slow life movement. And what I'm going to discuss and, you know, and focus on is ways and approaches to slow down my normal life and aspects of everyday life. So the first thing that I believe I'm doing and trying really hard to concentrate right now is living with less stuff, more simplicity, declutter. So
that's a great one.
So if any of you have hopefully listened to other episodes, Lizzie and I now live together. It's fairly recent. And I made sure that before I moved, I didn't bring a lot of junk. I think you were somewhat amazed at the
I was
little amount of stuff that I did bring along. There's some reasons for that. You know, we don't go into some happy, some sad, but it was just sort of my lifestyle anyway. And so, but now I go through each day. Like if I, you know, see something, if I was a millionaire, I would just have to have a huge closet of shoes. That was my old way. Like I have a thing about shoes, like not normal shoes, like weird shoes. So.
Cool shoes.
Yes. And so I won't do that. I've now changed my thought process about that. First of all, I have bought used shoes in the past because I didn't want to spend money on having another shoe recreated. I'm trying to figure out now that my running shoes have come towards the end of their life, like, is there some way I can keep them going? Like, can I get a retread? Remember the old days, how they could retread tires and put a retread on? Well, there has to be a place. So I'm gonna research that. Because the rest of the shoe's fine, it's just that I've worn through it. Also, we're both vegetarians working towards, being vegans. And I have an issue of, this is me, buying leather. But if there's something that is used out there, I might consider it. But right now, it's not something that's important to me. Right now, what is important to me is that try not to accumulate stuff, not try to have impulse buying. Everything in our world is directed towards buying something. There's advertisements everywhere, just barraging us. And at some point, you just have to say stop. So I've made a conscious choice to stop. And that's my number one start for the slow life. My slow life movement is just that. So what's yours, Lizzie?
Did you read mine?
No, I swear to God.
Just kidding. I'm kidding.
I can't read
yours. Yes, that's what I had for number one, something similar, that we are moving. And we're moving in about a month and 2 days. And that I agree that, and there have been, many people that have been talking about this minimalist life, including the two fellows that are the minimalists, and how paring down your belongings just creates such space and peace and such a freedom. And then there's the whole aspect for the planet that if we can just really slow down our consumption, and that's what we're all about too, doing stuff, not buying stuff. I haven't purchased, I mentioned that I left one of my suitcases when I traveled about a year ago, and I had to buy a couple things because I needed some clothes. But I buy used clothing. But even though I'm not buying new things, you can still have too much stuff. Mm-hmm. I have things that I haven't purged that I'm hanging on to. And so my goal for the move, and you hear me say it now, is to get rid of things so that, I'm not carrying around so many things. And yeah, I think that was it. Just to be more minimalist.
You're doing pretty good now.
I don't buy a lot of new things, but I have too many things.
You have taught me the art of buying used clothing. And where we're currently, or near where we're currently living, there are some really great spots for that. And it's been real, I've gotten some really good stuff buying used clothing. And so many times I thought, it's just going to be too, I'm not going to find anything. It's all going to be junk. Well, everyone, when you take the time to go into some of these places, you might be surprised. So I've enjoyed doing that with you.
Yes, there's a fellow that I've heard speak maybe even more than once on Rich Roll, that he's the fellow I've told you about that just only has what he can fit in a backpack. And so he has one pair of pants, and he challenged himself to do it. So when he changes something out, he, gets something new, but he has to, make a decision when it's time to get that new thing. But that would be a little bit challenging.
Tough, especially for shoes.
What's your next slow life thing?
My next one is, what I want to do is, by slowing down and taking more thought of and into my life, I want to spend more time helping others. I want to mentor, pay it forward. I've lived a pretty wild life in a really good way, not wild like what most people think is wild. Sometimes I say I've lived two lifetimes into one. And I think I've gained some knowledge that I'd like to, by slowing the rest of my life down and practicing that, would give me the time to give back to others. And there, you know, whether it's, you know, some young person that just needs some help, some older person needs some help, it doesn't matter what age, somebody that wants to learn something that I have the knowledge of doing. So I just want to take the time, you know, after we move, you know, we're in the midst of a lot of stuff going on, but that's not an excuse. You know, I have made excuses all my life why I don't have the time to do X, Y, and Z. And it's what I believe is, if you want to, you know, have the slow life, it's something you practice at. You probably will never perfect it, but you have to practice. So I'm making a commitment, I'm saying it now, that I'm going to practice a slow life as best possible. It's going to be an ongoing learning experience, probably to my last breath on earth, but I'm going to try. So that's my number two.
That's beautiful. I think that goes along with community. And if you're kind of putting yourself out in community rather than isolating, then things kind of present themselves, I think.
Exactly.
And we're both in recovery, and that's a community where there's people, you know, different, it's kind of people supporting each other. We also talked about that CASA program was another idea.
Exactly.
But you have so many things that you could mentor people on. But CASA's the group that they are an advocate for kids in foster care. They just show up to court and things like that, but you're kind of almost like a big brother thing, but a little bit more. You're actually a ward of the court to watch out
exactly.
for.
And I'm looking forward to that. Yeah. We both are parents, and we both have brought up some really great kids, and I think we've gained that knowledge. And, you know, I have two girls. You have a daughter and a son. And for you, probably you have more knowledge because you have both sexes, you know. But each one's different. They all come out different. They all, you know, my two daughters are exactly the opposite. And it's been great because I learned different things. So that is one thing we have talked about. We are moving. And so when we get into that community and we, you know, we're going to embrace that community, it's a choice we're making, I think we should go and do that together.
Yeah, we can definitely look into it and would like design, keep slowing down our lives so we can do things like that.
That's exactly.
Definitely great. That's a great one. Good job.
Thank you.
My number two is what I already, the topic is social media and screen time. And what I already do is have a rule that I don't look at my phone or get on my phone until I start my actual work, which would in most days be probably 9 or sometimes 10. And that I would do yoga and meditate and walk with you and Teo. And so I feel that with this podcast, I've slipped on that a little bit, because we are doing more on social media to get the word out. And also with some of the technology needed for the different production stuff, I'm like, oh, if I just slip on to my computer, I can get this uploading by, you know, in the morning. And I'm just saying to you that I see that I've slipped on that, and I've noticed it. Your day is not as slow. Your day is not as calm. My day is not as calm if I don't have this time of quiet. I do yoga and I've studied yoga, and some think that this time of day when the world is quiet, now you could argue it's not quiet because around the globe everybody's awake, but these early morning hours are supposed to be especially just good times to meditate and do yoga and to connect before the noise of the world is out there. And so I know if I look at my phone for anything, I'm down whatever path that is of whatever, even if it's work.
Right.
My mind is then going to that work thing versus staying connected. So I think keeping social media very controlled. And is it okay if I talk about a future project that will be?
Yeah, of course.
One thing that we're working on is a project. It's a book, a small book called Tea Tree, No TV. And the No TV part is screen time. So we'll be letting you know about that. But that's just a project that will be some simple, easy ways to kind of get things under control that have been helpful. And yes, well, more about that to come.
You were instrumental in changing my mindset about time on electronics. Now, first, a little backdrop. I was in tech for a really long time. So honestly, when I got home, the last thing I wanted to do was see a computer. And I didn't. So finally, when I got home, I was like, oh, I don't want to see a computer screen again. I've always wondered how much of my life has passed by watching a computer reboot. So I don't want to do that anymore. But then after being with you and realizing it's still, we can call it whatever, what we call it, a rabbit hole. It can be a rabbit hole. It's made me look at that. And I've always appreciated that. And I've admired that about you. And you're not really slipping. It's controlled. I can still see it's controlled. You're making an effort of not overdoing it even now. I mean, you get your stuff done. You are the type that let's just get it done now, don't delay type of person. And that's what I love about you. And you are doing a really good job at controlling
it. Thank you. This is a little sidebar, but it has to do with, you know, looking at numbers on social media, even if you don't have a business around it or a venture. And we've talked about this. It's so tempting to like take a glimpse. Oh, how did that do? Or what's this doing? And then it's like a slippery slope. And Legs and I talk about this, that in life, it's important to make things and continue on. And you're reading the Rick Rubin creative book now, that this creative act is a process that repeats itself over and over and over, and the doing of the thing is the thing.
Exactly.
Versus the doing the thing and watching who's watching the thing.
Right.
And not to say that wouldn't it feel nice if you do think you have something that might help someone to feel that that might be doing that, but to be, I just know, thank you for saying that, but I do know even when we sit down to relax and maybe when we watch a movie or something, it's easy to grab my phone and say, oh, I'm going to look this up. Sometimes we're looking up things because we just need to know where we've seen that actor.
Yeah, and that's or just something, of, yeah. Or we can't remember something, you know, we'll do it, but, yeah. You know, we don't.
But I should put my phone out of the room when we're just hanging out. And you know what? Now we're talking. We're working it out.
Exactly.
We're saying how we want to have more of a slow life, and putting the phone out of the room at a certain time is what the people suggest. And
right.
There you go.
Yeah, I'm really trying, and not to stay on it, and I've learned a lot from you, and this will lead, actually, this is sort of a good lead in for my third one, if it's okay.
Great. Yeah.
And this might sound so simple, everyone, and just simple. Learn to enjoy silence. First, start your day early. You know, wake up early. As you say, we're in recovery. So guess what? When you're in recovery, you don't feel lousy the next day. So you're ready to get up in the morning. We get up very early. I had an aversion to meditation due to childhood trauma. Not beating or anything.
Not medication, meditation.
I said meditation.
Yeah.
Yeah, meditation, everyone. Sorry, I wasn't enunciating. It was just a childhood aversion to meditation because I did not want to be like my father, who, you know, was sort of ahead of his time, lived in India for quite a while, and meditated and all that stuff. That's a whole separate issue. So it took a while, and I met you. And I learned from you that it was okay to meditate. And I'll say it again, it's a practice. I now wake up on most days, not every day, but when I say I want to learn to enjoy the silence, that means waking up early, and before I look at my phone or my smartwatch or any of that stuff, I'm going to meditate. And I try to, like today, I meditated sitting on the floor with a dog in my lap for a half hour straight. I made sure I allotted a half hour. I want to practice doing that every day. And so that's my stated goal. I do it on some days. I don't on other days. And really, there's no excuse for it. I don't have a legitimate excuse to say why I wouldn't meditate every day for a half hour. There's 24 hours in the day. I get enough sleep. Why can't I not just take and say, okay, I want to live a slow life, and I am going to take a half hour out of my day to quiet my mind, be happy with the silence, which in this world is really hard to do nowadays, because we live in the country, but not way, way out in the country where you can hear a needle drop, a pine needle drop, it's still pretty silent, and that's what I want to do. We don't really watch TV. You know, we don't watch regular TV.
We don't watch TV during the day.
Like not a at lot all. Of people do. Yeah, we don't watch any TV.
Yeah, but we watch, right, but we watch saying, movies and yeah. series in and the so, evenings.
Exactly, yeah. But that's it. And I noticed that other than work, I am spending less time on my computer and phone.
Nice.
And so it all goes back to that. You know, hopefully I'll get back to the yoga and everything else. That, you know, when we... things stop being so crazy and everything else, but that's my stated goal. So it's really simple. Enjoy the silence.
I love that. I love that.
Thanks.
Yeah, it's funny. An aspect of your third one has crossover with mine. I wrote heal and slow the brain. And I wrote down that the slow life is a clear life. And I think that very much applies to being sober. It could also apply to just the food you put in your body. And sometimes I forget about the food because, you know, we've been eating this way for a while now, and I ate this way before. And then I was chuckling when I was writing my notes and... you were kind of smiling at me because I didn't say why. But occasionally we will buy something that's processed. It will still be vegetarian, but it'll be processed. And I bought this collection of Asian appetizers.
Oh,
and yeah. Let's just say the money sacks.
No, money bags.
Money bags.
Money bags.
Whatever.
Yeah, they came back to haunt us.
Yes, and we even made the mistake of having some leftovers because it was this assortment and we had it again. I said, and the next day I was like, I'm pretty sure that was... So when food is... the food that you're eating resembles what actually came out of the ground, that's just the rule, right?
Right.
So... eating fruits and vegetables, especially vegetables, and what you're cooking up, you can see that it was, that was a potato. This is kale. This is, tonight, we're just going to do some, just make some tacos. We don't eat meat. And then I'm just going to saute some vegetables, just to have a big thing of vegetables on the side. But eating clean. And then I feel that, I feel really strongly about this, how much my life has slowed down. You know, time is relative. Here, Avis has to get woo-woo on every episode, but time is relative.
It should be music playing in the back, some woo-woo music playing in the background.
You can sing.
No, it's okay. People might turn the thing off.
No. Time is relative.
Yeah.
Things that seem to take not much time, you know, like life goes by quickly, life goes by slowly. It's just time is malleable. And becoming sober just slows life way down to be able to see the world and stop in nature to have your nervous system get regulated. And it's not always that way. We just started this podcast and we've been busy, and that's why this is a nice episode to say, you know. So you mentioned being sober, and for me, being clear has been a huge, huge improvement for me living the slow life.
It out of necessity, because of racing a bike, I've always ate healthy. But when I say, what's available to everyone now is far superior than, the years past when I was racing, as far as fresh fruits, vegetables, just all the different things available to you now for nutrition. That's why cycling has gotten so much faster, because the nutrition has gotten better. So I know I've eaten healthy, but it's gone to another level now, especially becoming vegetarian. It has gone to another level. And what's shocking to me is how great everything tastes. Things taste better. When you don't eat junk and processed, when you are cooking real stuff, it tastes real. Even if you season everything else, it's been shocking how easy it was. I was the one that just ripped the Band-Aid off and just said, I'm doing it, that's it, I'm gonna do it. And I'm glad I did. And when I have my daughter tell me that she knows now, because of that choice, which was, you were the one that moved me more towards that, that she knows I will live longer and a healthier life, and that she was really proud of me, that was like a really special moment to hear that from my oldest daughter telling me that. And so just making that switch, I never really ate much fast food in the first place. I know how to cook, so I cooked for myself, but it was not always the smart way. So I agree that, just put it, what you put in your body will make you be able to make choices to live the slow life. Clear brain.
Yeah. And if we're going to this week be talking about slow food, I think when you are slowing down and you're clear and you are tasting those, all the nuances of food, that putting alcohol or putting a lot of chemicals from processed food in your system, it's just night and day. It's like being alive and being, in union with this thing that came out of the ground, and it's very cool.
It is. And we suggest everyone try it. Just try it.
What's your bonus number four?
What did I have?
Those were great.
Thanks. So what did I have? This is actually, I you think it's a bonus. Actually, it is a bonus. If I'm going to slow down and slow my life down and take time to really look at what I have, well, what do I want to do with that time? Well, really, and this should have been number one, and this is what I probably should have put on here, but at least I'm saying it. I want to make more time for my close relationships. I want to make more time for Lizzie. I want to make more time for my friends. I want to make more time just being, taking time to find more friendships. We're moving.
That's
beautiful. And so part of that is just, and we discussed this today. So I want to be present, but more importantly, I want to just listen sometimes. When you and I are together, I just want to listen sometimes. And I really, and I heard you, I don't want to be known as always the typical guy that wants to fix things. And so one of the ways to slow down, because I heard you, and because I want to be more thoughtful in my relationships and the time I spend, is also, it's just the act of compassion and just not like bucking the trend listening to what the other one needs. So, yes, we had punk love last week, but it doesn't mean it can't bleed over to a punk life week and the slow life.
Nice.
And ultimately, you know, you only get a few really good relationships, not just our kind of relationship, but the ones with your friends and other family members. And I realize now I need to spend more time doing that. And that's something I haven't been doing, but I'm committing to do it.
That's beautiful.
What's your, you have a bonus?
Well, can I comment on that really quickly?
Of course,
I can just picture, you know, when you think of a happy home, you picture a home where there's the meals and people coming in. And my daughter lives with us, and when we move, she's going someplace else. And it's been so wonderful having her and just feeling like we have this house that's full of family. And Legs has had that recently with his daughter and her partner. And just moving into this new place, having a place that we can have new friendships and having a place to have people over and go and do things with them, but making the time for relationships is really important. And it is, you know,
exactly.
It's a practice just like meditation. Right. It's like, okay, these things are important, but I'm not making time for it. So I think that's a beautiful
and
one.
And we're actually, so when we decided to move, one of the reasons we decided to move was because we actually did make a conscious choice that we wanted to be somewhere where we could make friendships together as our relationship as a partnership, to find other people, and that it would be easier where we're moving than where we are now. And mm-hmm. that one of the things that we took in consideration upon moving. And so we are, whether we realize it or not, maybe at the time, practicing the slow life, slowing down a little bit and realizing what's really important out there.
Nice. Yeah, I guess I kind of combined my bonus into number three, because what I wrote is cooking at home. What we already do is eat out very rarely, and maybe that's because we're in this tiny town of Colusa. And there aren't a lot of options, and there will be more where we're going. But I think being able to cook good food, it's healthier, it's the slow life, and it makes you focus on that meal more than running. It's like, oh, what are we gonna grab to eat? Now, do I love, you know, vegetarian sushi? Do I love vegetarian Thai food? Do I love vegetarian Indian food? All those things. Yes, yes, yes. And we'll definitely treat ourselves.
Yeah.
But I think making food at home for me is part of the slow life. The other thing I didn't put down, but we talked about a day or two ago, I just brought it up as something that I wanted to do with you, is we get a little tired in the afternoons. And this ideal slow life that I envision is just having this morning of kind of slower things, going to do the garden, maybe writing for an hour. We always walk, but just maybe having those really beautiful morning hours a little more expanded, and then kind of start your day, get the work done, which really isn't work because this is so much fun.
Best job I've had in a long time. Yeah.
And then have a beautiful lunch and then work some more, versus trying to have all of that kind of play time in the evening when, and maybe it's because we're in our third act, but I can get a little more tired. So I just think having those hours in the morning. So what do you think about that?
I agree.
If
it's possible. And again, we are not proponents of driving all over the place. So one of our stated goals is that, and why we chose where to move, is that we will be riding our bikes together. Wouldn't it be beautiful to wake up in the morning, hop on our bikes, ride down to the cafe, go to the grocery store, ride home, and start work? You know, part of the word multitasking and the slow life don't really go together. So there has to be some disconnect there. So I think if you go out and do something like take a walk, ride a bike before you work, I think you'd do be better at work. Mm-hmm. You appreciate what you have. And so I agree with what you're saying. I think that's really, and cooking your own food is something actually really special. I enjoy cooking a meal for you, and I know you
Legs is a very good cook.
And Lizzie is too. I love her cooking. And so we really enjoy making food for each other, sitting down and eating it together, and that's going to continue. I'm looking forward to that. And we'll have better access to more things we like. And so I'm really excited.
Great. Well, is that a wrap?
That's a wrap. There's more to
come. That was wonderful. I do want to mention we have 2 free downloads, Seeds We Like, and also last week was Punk Love Week, and we have 6 love tools that we use for our relationship. That's a free download in the show notes. And yeah, check those out. And
let us know what you think.
Thank you for that.
Thank you.
Good job.
Thank you. Good job.
Talk to you soon.
Thanks, everyone.
Searching for the why of all the pain he knows. Never be the same.
Thank you for listening to the Liggs and Lizzie Punk Farm Love Life podcast. Please subscribe to be notified of new episodes. It really helps us if you leave a review.
We'd love to have you join our Patreon family. When you join, for as little as $5 per month, we'll personally thank you on the podcast. You'll also receive special episodes and videos from us. Podcast music is by Lizzie's brother, who goes by Squint Todd and the Horse Thieves. See the show notes for links to other things we mentioned.
Be safe and happy until next time.
Do stuff, don't buy stuff.
Peace, punk, plants.
We don't need much, we just need each other.
There's a coyote bawling in the pouring rain. Sometimes he thinks he can feel his pain. Just tags along and listens while he sings his song. Love is all she knows. So on and on they go. Oh, strangers cry. No wonder why he's bound to drift. This old world, she goes round and round. Damn little good within it, he has found. She's a sad, sad song. The joke goes on and on. From the dust, dust he returns. Happen, let them fight.